Hey, this is Jameson with Arrival of Autumn, and you're listening to That Metal Interview Podcast.
That Metal Interview.
Greetings once more, your friend James, all the way from the state of Texas in the U.S. of A. And we have Arrival of Autumn. Nope, it's not the season, but it's the name of a band, a Canadian band to be more precise. We have the lead vocalist by the name of Jameson Friesen, vocalist, and he does guitars too. Arrival of Autumn, you can describe him, I guess, as metalcore, but shouldn't matter. Anyways, let's check out a song by the name of Ghosts from Arrival of Autumn, from their upcoming album, Kingdom Undone. Check it out, Ghosts.
Yeah.
stream it, share the video, the single, download it. A song by the name of Ghosts, if you guys like it. Support the band Arrival of Autumn, Canadian awesome band. Check them out. Kingdom Undone, a set to drop May 26th, 2023 via Nuclear Blast Records. And let's go into the interview with Jameson of Arrival of Autumn. Enjoy. Let's speak of your new music video. It just dropped today, actually. Ghost. Awesome. Yeah. Jam. Badass jam. Talk to us about this song. Who wrote it? You know, lyrics, riffs?
Yeah, for sure. So that was a demo that our guitar player had in his back pocket for a long time. Our guitar player, Ryan Sorensen, used to play in a different local band. He was going to use it for that project, and we ended up bringing it to life for this new song in Arrival of Autumn. So he had it in his back pocket for a long time, and we finally made something of it. So he brought us the idea. We kind of came together for, you know, the structuring and arrangements. And then Ryan and myself worked on the concept and the lyrics.
So how about the concept? Where'd you get that from? That's nice.
So basically, there was a massive breaking news story in Canada last year, or maybe the year before now. Yeah, it would have been the year before, because we wrote this song in 2021, where they literally found a bunch of mass graves of wow. children who were forced to attend these residential schools that were operated by the Catholic Church, and it was all part of trying to introduce them into their way of living. But
yeah.
The reality was they were spiteful towards these children. They were mistreating them to the point of starvation and death. And
what the hell? Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. Obviously our government's been hiding this until they had no choice but to address it. They've been finding more and more of these mass graves, and residential schools were a thing up until the 1990s. This is not old history. This is very recent. And we were shook. Like,
yeah.
We're all not the biggest fans of religion to begin with.
Yeah.
But when stuff like this comes to light, we couldn't help but
be angry. Yeah, yeah.
But be angry. And so we wanted to...
Wow.
Bring more attention to this through our music, yeah.
So this is based on actual events, wow.
Yeah, this is based on actual events. This is not... we're definitely, fictional. Like, in the past, we've written about fiction that we're fans of.
You know,
movies, TV, literature, but this was something that really happened. And
wow.
And
I didn't know that.
It's
wow.
Insane.
That's horrible. Yeah,
yeah, it's crazy. We were talking to some friends of ours when we were just stateside here with Heathen last month. They had no idea this happened. We talked to a few other people while we were on tour. No idea that this happened. It's kind of crazy how, like, everyone in Canada is aware now, but it's kind of crazy how this hasn't become a worldwide, like, holy shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Exactly.
So
yeah, exactly.
We're hoping
yeah.
we can bring more attention to the topic. And
yeah, good deal. Wow. I mean, not that what happened is not a good deal, but I'm saying what you guys are doing with the song and bringing some attention to it. Yeah, that's a good deal. Wow, that's horrible.
Awesome.
I mean, that's just messed up.
It's
and there's
crazy,
some crooked priests out there, you know. I'm not satanic or anything like that. It's just, I'm saying, there's some bad priests out there. I'm sure there's some good ones, but, you know, that's still messed up, you know?
Definitely. Yep. Yep.
So how about the... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I mean, religion as a whole, I'm not a big fan of, but some people do it with good intentions. Some people use it for evil.
Yeah. How about your new album, dropping May 26th, Kingdom Undone, Nuclear Blast? Talk to us about that. Is it about the same arrangements, or did somebody else write more lyrics or more riffs, or...
Our guitar player, Ryan, did come up with the majority of the riffs on this record, and then we collaborated a lot on, the arrangements, and so, yeah, a lot of it did come together very much the same way that Ghosts did. I handle about maybe 85% of the lyrics myself. Ryan helps with 15 to 20% of the lyrics and melodies and stuff. He's awesome. Like, him and I, we can go into a room with just an idea, and in an hour, we've got a fully fleshed out chorus.
Wow, nice.
Like, we work really well together, yeah. And, yeah, so we started writing this when we were on tour in 2019. We were just, you know, coming up with ideas while we were traveling. We put on, like, 60,000 kilometers on our van that year, which is
wow.
I haven't done the conversion to miles, but it's a lot.
Yeah.
So we had a lot of time in the van, and we used that time to write. And then when the pandemic hit, we found, all right, we've got some time. Let's make a kick-ass record. And then we recorded it mid 2021. We took that time that we were forced to stay home to our advantage and
write some stuff.
Just decided to make a kick-ass record.
So what's your favorite song on Kingdom Undone?
I think my favorite song is Scars.
Okay.
I love the intensity. I love the chorus.
Yeah.
I love the solo section without any rhythm guitar behind it. I think it's a great introduction to us as a band, and killer track. So we had to start the record with it. It is track one on the new record, and
that's a badass song. Yeah. Yep. Oh yeah.
Bomb. Yeah. Yeah.
What I've heard so far is badass. So congrats there.
All right. Thank you.
Would you say this record is similar to your last one? I'm not sure how to pronounce the Harbinger.
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 Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No worries.
Badass album as well. Awesome stuff.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's definitely an evolution from that record. But we do, you know, stick to our metalcore roots where we like to keep it heavy, but we also like to keep it melodic and give you a hook that'll stick with you. So it's along the same lines as far as genre. We didn't like break genre. We didn't switch up to full-blown death metal, but we definitely take it up a notch on this new one. It's got a darker tone.
Yeah.
We go heavier in the heavy sections, and then we've got some stuff where we actually take it pretty mellow. So
yeah,
we got some fun stuff coming up on this one.
You mentioned a genre. How would you categorize your own band? What's your genre there?
There's
a bunch of them.
I'd say we're a metalcore band.
Metalcore.
Yeah, yeah. With a lot of death metal influence. We love our death metal.
Yeah, of course. I'm a fan too as well. Yeah, Metal Archives, I think they categorize you as, I think, melodic something. I don't know which, I'm not sure which. But anyways, yeah, I agree with you. Metalcore, yeah. So that depends on the listener, I guess, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many subgenres in metal these days, which, you know, you kind of do have to narrow yourself down to a degree, but
yeah,
I mean, if I were to show someone Hell Comes Home off the new record, it's not a metalcore song at all. They'd be like, what are you talking about? This is a death metal song.
Nice.
You're not a metalcore band. So like, we definitely like to do what we want, but I think our biggest influence that shines brightest is the early 2000s metalcore.
Oh yeah. So what's behind the name Arrival of Autumn? Who came up with this name and what's going on there?
So that is a lyric from an Opeth song, Demon of the Fall.
Okay, nice.
And we took it and we thought it was a fun, you know, phrase to use as a band name. It represents the changing of seasons when everything starts to die and decay. And we thought that was kind of a fun way to represent ourselves.
So I understand you guys formed in 2011, give or take, you've been in the music business a little bit longer, right? So give us a little bit of history here on the band.
Yeah, for sure. Myself and our guitar player Brendan have been jamming together for 15 years now, probably. We learned how to play guitar together. We used to cover Metallica songs all the time.
Nice.
And then when I was 16, I joined my first band, which was a thrash band. I joined as the bass player.
Okay.
This was 2010, and that was kind of my intro to the local music scene. And we were on the hunt for a drummer, and we came across Ty Fox. He put an ad out on Kijiji, which is like Canada's Craigslist.
Okay.
So we basically by like a just an ad online, we called him up and he joined that same thrash band I was in. And then we only stayed in that band for a few months before we decided to start our own project. Ty, Brendan, and myself, and another friend of ours, also named Ty, started Arrival of Autumn early 2011. And we've had a few bass players along the way.
Yeah.
We hired Ryan as our second guitar player in 2016. Yeah, it's been Ty, Brendan, and I since day one. So it's been awesome.
So how old were you when you first heard of rock or metal? Were you a kid or a teenager?
Yeah, I think I was shown the Enter Sandman music video when I was 9 or 10.
Okay.
And that was pretty life changing for me.
Oh yeah.
Then I was shown bands like Linkin Park, Disturbed, System of a Down around the same time.
Nice.
The Black Album was huge for me when I was like 12 years old. And then I got into Demon Hunter was okay. The first band with, you know, like that did the screaming vocals that I got into.
Yeah.
And then Metallica has been my favorite band for... Yeah, a really long time.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, I'm a huge fan myself. Yep.
Nice.
I understand how you feel.
yeah, they're amazing.
You're excited for the new album, 72 Seasons?
I am. Very excited. I think If Darkness Had a Son their best song since like maybe the 90s. Like, it's really fantastic.
It's badass,
And I'm a big fan of Death Magnetic and Hardwired as well. I think the new songs are, maybe their best stuff since like the Black Album days.
For real, they're just badass.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah, love it. So excited! Like, we got what, one more week until that record comes out?
April. Yeah, yep, about a week or so.
Yeah.
So, anyways, veered off a little bit here with Metallica, but
always got time for Metallica talk.
Of course, the Godfathers of Thrash. Anyways, that's a different subject. So, you guys are from Alberta, Canada, correct?
Yeah, that's right. A little city called Grand Prairie.
Grand Prairie.
Way up north.
How is the music scene there? What's the main genre there? Country, pop, rock, metal?
Country, for sure, yeah. But the local scene, honestly, is more like indie rock, folk music... some hard rock, and then there's a few metal bands. So yeah, there's a pretty good mix. Country definitely sells the best up here.
Okay.
But there's a pretty good variety. The music scene has been, as far as the metal side of the music scene here, has been changing quite a bit in the last decade. Like, we used to throw all ages shows ourselves back before we could find any promoters and to do that for us, and you know, that doesn't really happen anymore since we stopped throwing all ages shows. There hasn't really been anyone else doing that here. So unless you're 18, which is the legal drinking age here, you can't really attend any of the local shows, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But there is a pretty strong scene. And then, you know, since the inception of our band, we've branched out into, the Edmonton and Calgary music scenes as much as we could. And those are definitely always popping off. A lot of great bands coming out of Western Canada.
Yeah. So did you guys struggle for a bit in the local scene before getting the attention of a label, Nuclear Blast, or?
Yeah, definitely. Like, we've played shows to nobody. A lot of shows to nobody.
It happens.
We've had a hard time getting promoters to take a chance on us. You know, we've had a hard time getting other bands to want to play shows with us. And it's, you know, I see it from their perspective. We're just another band that's not going to sell tickets trying to get on, you know, with a band who's going to sell tickets. And so I get that. I get why it was difficult for us to get the attention of a lot of these promoters and bands. But now it's funny to see, you know, the same people wanting the same stuff from us, where we have to be like, we can't just play every show that every band that wants to get a crowd in front of them
right.
asks us to play. But yeah, we we grinded the local circuit here in Canada for many years before we got the before we got the record deal.
You paid your dues. Yeah, I guess you paid your dues, I guess. Yeah. So do you think
and many more dues to pay.
Yeah, that's life. Yeah,
part now of that the... now that we're branching into the world, you know.
Yeah, some people think cuz you're signed it means you have it made, and well, you do in a way, but there's still a hill to climb, right? There's a lot of acts
that's
out
right.
there. Yeah, for sure. So would you
exactly.
say...
Oh, it helps a lot, but yeah, there's still a lot of work we got to do. Yeah.
So would you say it's easier for an American band to get signed to a label than a Canadian band, or how do you... What do you think of that?
You know, our experience, it was kind of like hitting the lottery, so...
Yeah.
I can't really even say. All I know is there's a lot of bands that their goal is to get signed, and that should never be... The goal. The goal should be to play shows, play music, and write good music, and
yeah, make fans,
and you know, have fun doing it. So
sure.
So if any band's wondering how to get signed, don't worry about getting signed.
Yeah, there you go.
And just be an awesome band, and then the attention that you get from that will get you where you need to go.
Exactly. There you go. That was one of my questions. How did you get the attention of Nuclear Blast? How did they hear of you? Internet or?
Yeah, we recorded a demo with Jason Sukoff at Audio Hammer Studios. He's responsible for breaking bands like Trivium.
Yeah.
He's worked with August Burns Red, All That Remains, Black Dahlia Murder. So we got in touch with him. He was open to the idea of working with us, so we went to the studio, cut a demo, and it got the attention of Nuclear Blast.
Wow. Congrats. Very cool. So,
yeah, thank you. It was crazy.
You mentioned Metallica. So who are your influences here? Who are your musical heroes, I guess?
Yeah, definitely James Hetfield. Bullet from a Valentine was definitely influential to me when I was a teenager and started this band. Bring Me the Horizon, seeing what they've done with their career over the past 10 years is just phenomenal. Yeah, definitely a big fan of them. Linkin Park, Chester Bennington was just so amazing. Gone too soon. And
for sure.
Yeah, I love energetic music, and I love when a band can bring that energy on stage and really you know, bring that incredible performance and the energy and stuff. That's just and that's what all those guys have done.
Portray that energy, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So my next question here, I think you've already answered half of it. Give us your best gig and your worst gig. You mentioned playing to nobody, so that's the worst part of it.
we took a shot at playing a show out of out of our market, where we were like, all right, let's try playing here. We set it up, we get there, and literally I think our guitar player's uncle showed up. So it wasn't to nobody. We had, you know, we had that family love. But yeah, we traveled, we hoteled, we did the whole, we put in all the effort. We played the set for him, you know, it was great, but that was crazy. Like, we literally played to
nobody.
One person that night.
Yeah, one.
Best gig has got to be when we were out with In Flames. Salt Lake City comes to mind. That crowd was nuts, and that was like third night of that tour.
Wow.
And we just couldn't believe it. We were like, holy shit, we're in for a wild ride on this tour. Like they moshed the whole set. They were loud, they were energetic. And then we had a hometown show. I think it was the probably the CD release show for Harbinger in 2019, where, you know, we had fans that have come out to see us for 10 years, you know, singing the words, and the love we felt in that room that night was incredible. So, like, we love playing our hometown. We love when the crowd energy matches our own, and
yeah,
that's when you get an experience that is unforgettable.
Yeah, I've seen an interview where Kirk Hammett speaks of that. He mentions receiving the people's energy. And then he gives it back through his playing, and then he says it's just an endless circle. So, you go.
100%. Like, people talk about, you know, auras and energies and stuff, and it's like, you can be a skeptic, but when you're at a rock show, there's energy.
Yeah, right.
There's energy in that room
for
you know?
Sure.
And it's just human. It's just a human experience. But you can't, like, sure, you can pay for a ticket to attend, but you can't buy that, yeah. You know, that feeling, that experience that you get when you're fully involved and immersed in the moment at a rock show, at a metal show.
Wow, very cool. You put it in very good context there. That's true.
Right on.
So true, yeah.
Yeah, it is, man. It is, man. Best times of my life I've been at either on stage or watching. Like, the first time I saw Metallica was, like, I didn't think I'd bawl my eyes out, but I had tears in my eyes, you know.
Wow.
I was fully involved.
Yeah, wow. Energy.
Oh, yeah.
Sentiments.
Huge.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's next for yourself, and what's going on with the band? What's on your agenda?
So we're dropping our new record on May 26th, and we're going to tour the heck out of it.
There you go. Real simple, huh?
Yeah. We just want to play as many shows in as many places as we can.
I'm in Texas, so when can we expect to hear, or maybe people listening in Mexico, South America, when can people see you guys there?
Texas, likely by the end of the year. Mexico, South America, hopefully next year.
Wow. There you go. For people asking.
Yeah, we got big ambitions.
That's great. Appreciate your time, Jameson. And we can't wait for the record, brand new stuff.
Awesome, man.
Can you send a message to your fans listening to this podcast?
Hey, everyone. Hope you checked out the new songs. Hope you're enjoying them. Our new record, Kingdom Undone, comes out May 26th, and we'll see you on the road this year.
Awesome. Thank you, Jameson. It's great chatting with you, and you're a cool guy, and we'll see you in Texas soon.
Dude, that would be so awesome. Yeah, thanks for the interview. That was a lot of fun, man.
Awesome.
Okay, sounds good, man. You have a good day.
And the name of the album is Kingdom Undone, May 26th, as we said before, dropping on that day. Arrival of Autumn are set to hit the west coast of Canada and the U.S., better said as North America. The West Coast Tour, you can call it, I guess. May 26th is the first date. Grande Prairie, better than Fred's. Anyways, check out their schedule. You can find it on their Instagram, on their socials, right? And they're going to hit the California, Idaho, Utah, Oregon area for those of you in the U.S. of A, as I am. Anyways, so thank you, Jameson, for making time and sharing a little bit of history of the band. For the people that know the band, there you go. The people that don't know the band, check them out, support them. Go out and see them in concert. Support them by going to their merch table and purchasing whatever you can. Or do it from home. Go to the socials and order some stuff. That'll really help the bands out. So, awesome. Thank you, Jameson. Nuclear Blast Records, as always, badass music. As always, badass bands that they put out and sign. So, as far as myself, don't forget to subscribe. Ring the bell. You will not miss any news. We do news, the latest rock metal news. We do That Metal Interview podcast. And we promote our radio station, JRocksMetalZone.com. And don't forget to keep it metal.